Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit CANeighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood, thank you for being in the neighborhood.
Do
continue to hang out with us, man. We got a whole lot more show
so
for you.
Much.
Oh, you think, man.
Oh, Big, what's wrong?
Yeah, you know, Natalia has an all-new Who Is That?
Who Is That?
And I'm pretty sure this one will be impossible again.
No,
right?
Uh-huh. This is going to be fun. It's going to be easy. And I swear, I think two out of three of you guys are going to definitely
get it. I'd rather you say it may be a little difficult, because every time you say it's going to be easy, it's not.
No,
so
make
us feel a certain way.
I really
when you go to get your coffee, we talk about you behind your back after you do it. Who is it?
Now I never want to go get a second cup of coffee, but I feel it in my bones, Big. I feel it.
That we'll get it.
That you guys will get it.
All righty. So we got an
like
all
said,
new
two
Who
out of
Is
three.
It? We'll see if it's impossible again. In case you missed it, Ani, we got
Post Malone.
And why Posty?
Because him and The Weeknd dropped the video to one of the greatest songs out right now.
Really dope.
Their song One right now, Big, it's so good.
Hey, man, and Post Malone, you know, of course he did Day in Vegas, the night that Travis was supposed to do, and he filled in, and they said he did a great job. He needs to sell those jeans that he was wearing. Those little short
those
shorts.
Little shorts he was
wearing.
Like, yeah,
and it looked like just a regular cutoff jean.
Yeah,
but
true.
If Kanye can sell shoes that's made out of foam, he can sell those damn
that's
jeans.
True.
I would buy it.
True. You would buy it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't, but I know people would. I know
would
that people
out.
Would.
Very
so in
short.
Case you missed it, we got Post Malone in the neighborhood. And you won't believe, Louis G said, what these kids surveyed actually believe.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. I just miss being a kid, bro. Life was like simpler and just being anything you say, it was just cute. It wasn't wrong.
Yeah,
you
man.
You weren't shamed about it, but yeah.
Hey, man, when I was a kid, I remember I used to watch Family Feud.
Yeah.
And when a family would come on and they ask a question, I knew the answer. Uh-huh. I would get up and run behind the TV and yell the answer to the back of the TV. That's, of course,
it.
When TVs weren't all put on your wall and everything.
Oh, my gosh.
But
man.
I would yell it. And then I remember one time a family said the same thing I said, and I thought that I helped them. I was like, oh, man, I helped them out.
I'm a hero.
So kids, what they actually believe.
I'm going to tell you what they where they think some certain foods come from.
Yeah, the thoughts of a child, man. And how can you have Christmas with Santa and tree shortage?
Santa!
Big Santa might not come to your town. There's like a shortage, and they're saying that Santas don't really want to work, and they're scared.
The Santa shortage. Hey, man, there was something else you said about the Santas.
Oh, yeah, because a lot of people are passed away from COVID.
A lot of Santas died from COVID.
Really?
They said 700 Santas passed away.
What?
Yeah, man. Yeah,
what?
So we definitely flush it out to get into it, man. So y'all continue to hang out with us, man. We got all that and a whole lot more. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Phone tap on the tens time. This one right here is car accident note. Where Luther calls the residents back after his car was hit while parked, and he said, you were the person that left a note on my car for me to call you back. This is going to get it to your phone. Tap on the tens right here. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to
Lucas?
How you doing? Is Luther Lufe the Gray Maxima?
With the Gray Maxima?
I was calling about the note that was left on the car.
Oh, my husband must have left a note on the car.
Oh, okay, so it's your husband.
Yeah, and he's here.
Just with the fender and the paint, it's $3,216.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Luther, L-U-T-H-E-R. Do you know what he was doing over there in that dirty district?
No, I don't.
Got to keep an eye on him. There's a lot of bars over there.
I can't keep no eye on nobody. I'm sorry.
He probably got a little younger lady over there.
Hello.
It's Luther Lufe. I was calling about the Maxima, the note that you left on my car.
Somebody could have put my name down.
Is there a way that I could just meet you over there and I can just give you the forms so you can handle it with my insurance company so that way...
No, I need the form. We need to get some kind of closure on this. Get the FBI, the police.
Okay, I have the note here. It has your wife's name on it. It has your phone number. It has your apologetic note that you wrote to me. Hey, you know, I'm sorry. I tried to wait around for the police.
Hey. Wait.
Yes.
Oh, stop. Just get the police and bring the police by.
Sir, I'm going to have the police, SWAT, FBI, CIA, DNA.
All
righty.
Get them all.
Will you be at your house in like 40 minutes?
I'll be at my house and you bring the police by.
Okay, that's what I would do. It's obvious I'm going to miss eating right now, and I have to eat or else I get lightheaded. So could you guys please just have me like a bacon sandwich or something over there?
No sandwich for nobody.
Just meet me there and have something in the microwave for me, man. Them little chimichanga burritos is good. I'm not too picky. I just got to make sure that I eat. Okay, and I will
no
see
sandwiches.
You.
No sandwiches. You're hungry, you better eat like I would do if I was hungry.
All right, well, pick me up something on the way over there.
I'm not picking you up.
Phone taps on the tins every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood, Lord. Natalia's up in here.
Celebrity scandal.
Oh, my God.
I know.
All right. I think I know what this celebrity scandal is.
Dani Leigh and DaBaby. Here's my advice for them. They need to not be together whatsoever. They need to just be co-parents and just do it that way. Like, they should not be in a relationship whatsoever, because if it is this messy and they haven't even been together for years and years, right, like, it's just not right. The right relationship, okay? So this whole situation started. I'm sure you've seen, a couple videos here and there of them on IG Live or, you know, statements that they posted. It started where Dani Leigh was feeding her 3-month-old baby that she has with DaBaby, and he comes in and allegedly tries to kick her out of his spot. Mm-hmm. Like, you, the baby, boom, gotta go. From there, they both posted up statements on their IG stories trying to give their side of what is really going on. Then the next morning, DaBaby jumps on IG Live. Dani Leigh is actually there when he is on mm-hmm. IG Live. And this was just a little bit of the IG Live.
Me and Dani Leigh is not together. Do I act like we're together?
No.
Do I make it openly clear that we're not together? Yes. We are not going steady.
Oh,
and me calling the police, yeah, that's like for my safety, because this is what I'm dealing with. Okay. Like, this is a real deal, cuckoo for cocoa. Okay. Look, y'all are really cuckoo, and she's still here, so nobody was put out.
The woman is crazy.
Nobody was put
time.
Out. No, this ain't no, we ain't got to make this a sexist thing.
I forced him to be with me. Okay.
Damn.
And Dani Leigh from there was like, I'm not going to let you make me look crazy and try to say that I'm just this side chick. And she went and posted so many receipts of just like the last year and a half of them together, like as an actual
couple.
But
I think it's blatantly clear that he said that it's not what it is.
Yeah, that's his side.
I don't think she just found that out. And she was saying mm-hmm. yes and no. And my thing is, if you're telling me this, then I'm going to believe you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? I'm not going to and I'm not going to stay at the house. I'm not blaming her, but mm-hmm. dude, when somebody tell you something, believe them.
Believe
somebody
them, yeah.
show you something, believe them.
That's mm-hmm. why she needs to just be yeah. done with him. She says that he left her when right after she got pregnant, and then she was like, and I was stupid, and I went back to him a few months later. From there, now they are saying that Dani Leigh has been hit with a simple assault charge
yeah.
because the cops were called on 2 different occasions during all of this when he was trying
that
to get
called,
her.
Right?
Yeah, he called.
Yeah.
And so she was hit with these charges, you know, and it's just like then all of a sudden the family is jumping in as well, putting stuff up. So it's so messy. It's really messy. Like I said, just don't be together. Learn to co-parent and
yeah.
be done with it.
I got too much on my plate. That's why I didn't even follow that.
It's,
you know, I seen it. I'm like, oh, but thank you for you explained it very well.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Believe that. And if anything updates, Natalia let you know.
Yes, I will.
Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood. Boy.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy Neighborhood. Louis G is up in here, man. And before he even starts, we had like our phone conference last
yeah.
night where we all jump on the phone and say, hey, well, you know, how's everybody doing? What we doing? So on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And Louis was talking about this story, but he wouldn't give us the details on the story. So I was like, well, what if today is that day?
Today's the day.
What is the deadliest day?
Yeah, I came across this story and I was like, wait, what the hell? So I looked more into it, and there was a study, man. They studied 2.5 million deaths and they did research and did stats. And, you know, they cross-examined everything and they said, we found out what the deadliest day of the year is for each individual.
Right.
Like, I know your deadliest day. I know Natalia's deadliest day. Ani, I might not know. I know mine. I know my mom's. I know my dad's. And you will,
why
too.
Why do you know ours?
Because it is one day out of the year, and that is your birthday.
Is the deadliest day of the year.
It's the deadliest day of the year for
individuals,
man. You
know what's crazy about
man?
That, man, is in my lifetime, I don't think I've known personally anybody that died on their birthday.
Really? They said that.
Do you?
No. I don't know. I don't think I do.
I've probably seen it like growing up in the news or a celebrity or something like that. But
yeah, they said that they found that people are increased risk of heart attack, stroke, and suicide on their birthdays. And statistically, birthdays are the deadliest day of the year.
I can see that if your head not right, you're like, oh, man, you know, I should be further in my life. I should be this. Or going out partying, doing something excessive. So,
yeah,
like,
something crazy.
Yeah.
And they also said that some...
jumping out of a plane.
Yeah. That's true. And they also said that the birthdays towards the end of the year, towards like Christmas.
Like Jason, our producer.
Yeah. Yeah, just certain things like that. Yeah. That day is the deadliest day of the year.
Right.
And you know what? From a crazy, let's get hammered, let's go out and party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can
see
it.
To the walls, let's go. You know, you never know, man. Yeah, you do get out there, you go get drunk, you get blacked out, you forget what happened the day before.
Nah, I see
it. You can be in situations.
I just don't know anybody personally where I can say, oh, man.
Yeah,
you
not
know,
at all.
Or nothing that comes to mind.
So now do you celebrate your birthday a little differently?
No, I don't.
It's probably the deadliest.
Because I don't go crazy on my birthday.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know what I'm saying? But you do get them crazy thoughts where it's like, man, I'm going to jump out the airplane.
That's very true. Yeah. Bucket list stuff, right?
Yeah, bucket list stuff.
Yeah, it also says that once, you know, people reach 60 years and older, it's a little higher risk also. Where
didn't George Bush, the dad, jump out of a plane when he was in his 80s or 90s?
I think I remember
when
that.
When he landed, he was like, oh, I'm still alive.
Oh, hell.
All righty, so we've told you the deadliest day.
Yes.
For anybody that's out there, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Y'all stick around, y'all radios, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood, give it up for Ani! Ani is up in here. Click of the day, Ani.
I think this is the coolest thing Drake is doing right now. But I read this article and it said Drake is giving us a tour of his new Toronto mansion.
Good Lord.
50,000 square feet. He spent like $100 million on this. He has like a basketball court, so many cool things. So what do? I go online, I go to YouTube. I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to see his house. I want to see it. But the first thing that popped up when I went there is Drake showing us his house, but before he was Drake. This is when he was Aubrey Graham on Degrassi.
You're chilling with me, Aubrey Graham. This is my baby, I guess. It's a 2004 Acura TSX. I got the studio mic set to my height so I can just blow a little. I've been a mess since every girl I left went and got a new man, but I'm the new version of Fresh Prince. And the bands got bumped for real. I switch wifey every season like Uncle Phil. That was a little verse I wrote. A little something.
Hey, so is that from years ago?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And Big, it's so cool because he walks around, he shows you his house back then before he blew up and became Drake. His mom's in it, grandma. Now, if you go to drakerelated.com, you can actually go to different rooms in his house. So you can go to his studio. You're in the front row. Like when you go to the website, you're in the front of his house. Damn. You see all his cars. But this is great marketing, Big, because each room you go into, you'll see like his clothes laying around on his bed or you'll see a candle. You click on that, it'll show up, it pops up and it's like, do you want to purchase this for $98?
Oh, man.
And I'm like, no.
It's like when you check out like real estate. Or like you go to Zillow or something, you can see like the 3D view of the house where you can move forward and see everything. But you can, it's like a
But you can't buy the lamp.
You can't buy the lamp. That's true. That's dope.
But this is so cool because in a way, it's kind of like, you know, I grew up watching MTV Cribs. That was like the coolest. Shaq had the biggest pet ever.
Yeah.
But now seeing this, and they're saying they're still gonna add more rooms. I want to see Drake's house.
So it's almost like you're going through a virtual mall.
That's how the metaverse is gonna be, guys.
Really?
Yeah. I'm still trying to see what the hell this metaverse
is. Obsessed with the metaverse.
Yes. What is that? Really?
It's gonna be a digital mall, digital theaters, digital everything.
Let's find out. I don't want to know nothing about the metaverse.
I'm going to find that out.
Yeah, I'll just look for myself. I don't want this dude breaking down nothing for me.
Okay, Louis, we will tell you
when we learn. Did you buy anything from Drake's
house? No, it's so expensive.
Really?
The candles?
Yeah. The candles, are you kidding? It's like $98.
For a candle?
I'm not going to pay that much
for a candle?
I'm not paying that. Unless I read it wrong, I have to go recheck it, but it was expensive.
Right, no, you probably read it right. If it was Louis, I would question it. Y'all stick around, y'all radios, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. Natalia's up in here. Juice WRLD is in the neighborhood news.
Yeah, Big. We've been talking about this a little bit, that there is this HBO documentary coming out very, very soon, and it is all about Juice WRLD. It's called Juice WRLD Into the Abyss, and it is directed by Tommy Oliver, and they just dropped the trailer for it.
I'm blessed, bro, but it still feels like at any moment in time, I could wake up and be like, I knew this was a dream.
He goes in and does the entire song. And he goes, all right, run it back again. Does a whole different song. Then he goes, all right, run it back one more time. Mm. Whole different song again. And then he goes, pick the best one. In that moment, my jaw dropped. I said, I'm in a room with a guy who's going to go down in history as one of the greatest artists of all time.
Hey, man, I've bared witness to that.
That's,
I've seen that dude freestyle, and it sounded like a song.
That was one reason why I really wanted to play that part for you, Big, as well, because of that experience that we've had when Juice WRLD did come to the neighborhood, and he had the freestyle, and all of us were just like, our jaws dropped.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and you know, I've been around, and I've had some of the best people sit in that seat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when he did that, I was like, I even had to ask this guy, was like, man, was that all freestyle? And he was like, yeah. And I mean, like, freestyle, yes, off the top of his dome. Like,
yes.
Yeah, man. And when I saw that trailer before, I love documentaries. Mm-hmm. So I just really wanted to see the documentary. Yeah. And then I got an email one time, like last week, and they were like, oh, you know, are you interested in this? And I read the email, and they had been trying to get at us for like 2 months.
Oh, wow.
To use a piece of our video for the documentary. Wow. So a documentary that I wanted to watch, we are now a part of.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So that's amazing,
huge,
man.
So yeah, this is, like, even just looking at the trailer, there's so much footage of Juice WRLD, and it really took me back for a second, like, wow, I can't believe that he passed, because it was just one of those situations that you would have never guessed would
And
have
I was
happened.
Talking to one of the guys that's on the production, and he was like, yeah, he said they were doing a Juice WRLD documentary anyway. That's why they had so much footage.
Yeah.
They had been following him around. So not knowing that he was going to pass, you know what I'm saying? It was just like this experience and who's this phenomenon and this guy. And
this is a whole series that HBO is doing on different artists as well. There's also going to be a DMX one.
Yeah.
But the Juice WRLD, specifically this one, is going to air on HBO and HBO Max December 16th. I think it's something that a lot of people are going to be interested in. And we're going to watch it for sure.
Believe that. Y'all continue to hang out with us, Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood,
boy.
Louis G up in here. What up, Ludo?
Oh, I miss being a kid, man.
You still look like a diet of a kid.
When life was a little simple, man, you could say anything you wanted. You'd be like, oh, that was cute. Now I'll say something and you guys clown
you
on me and call me stupid.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot different, man. But, man, there was a study, Big, and this was between, they studied kids between 4 and 7 years old.
Oh.
And they asked them where they think certain foods come from. And one of the biggest things that came back was 41% of children believe that hamburgers, hot dogs, and bacon come from plants.
Oh. The
bacon.
Hamburger plant.
Yes. The bacon plant, bro.
Man, you know, I have a bacon tree in my backyard.
Oh, I love it.
Man, I can't wait till that bacon's back in season.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The first thing that came to my mind was bacon. I was like, where bacon? I was like, I just remember that one commercial with the stupid little dog and the bacon little bits. The bacon bits.
Smoky bacon, meaty bacon, tasty bacon. Yum, 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 yum. It's bacon. I love you. I love bacon. I love you. I love bacon.
Now. That wasn't like a bacon dog food commercial, was it?
No, it was for like these bacon dog strips that you can feed your
So that
your
where
dogs.
So we playing it?
Okay. Yeah, I'm just saying.
He was like, man, I'm just gonna find bacon. Some audio that said bacon.
Think about
like,
it.
Use audio to support your story. All
right. That's true, man. There's certain things that when you were a kid that you believed, right? That was like you talk about the
I used to think that if you swallow like watermelon seeds, that a watermelon would grow in your stomach.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, like the thing we used to do this thing on air called Thoughts of a Child. And everyone has thoughts of a child. You know,
100%.
That's why I can't really clown on the kids thinking that bacon come from trees, you know?
When I used to, when I was little, you know how you would
when
see cars.
When you were
cars,
younger.
When I was younger, when you used to see cars with sunroofs, I used to be like, why is that car broken?
Yeah, see?
Like something must have fell on top of the car. Now there's a hole on top of the roof.
I used to think that what you would call like pretty girls, like, man, she's pretty. Yeah. I didn't think that pretty girls went to the restroom and did number two.
That's
cool. Man. And like cool people, like gangsters are cool people.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's cool. I didn't think they had parents.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, man. Yeah.
All the cool kids had no parents.
No parents.
Yeah, like,
what the heck?
I used to believe
that. Thoughts of a child.
Oh, yeah.
I used to believe that mice were the ones that operated the red light and green light, like inside, because of like Cinderella. Like, they helped Cinderella out. Why wouldn't they be running the lights?
Hey, and we're not going to laugh at you. If we do, we're going to turn our mics down. But what did you believe as a child? What did you believe as a child? Ooh. Y'all hit us up 866-246-8923. Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. What did you believe as a child? Louis was talking about how 41% of these kids that were surveyed thought that
like bacon, beef, hamburgers came from plants.
From plants.
Yeah, man. Yes. But thoughts of a child, man. What did you believe as a child? Natalia, you were saying that when you put this up on social.
I put it up on my Instagram, the question. I got so many people giving me this answer that
Alrighty.
I also believed, but I love that so many people believed it.
All righty, let's bring Victor into the neighborhood. Victor, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Victor. Now, Victor, you're speaking for a lot of people right now. Natalia said she thought the same thing. What did you believe as a child, Victor?
That if I turned the light on when I was driving or when we're in the car, that we would get pulled over and it was against the law.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah, man.
So if you turn like the dome light on in the car,
yes.
Let me tell you, you know what? I never heard of that.
Really?
Dude, we didn't have a car growing up as a kid.
Gotcha.
That's
not
funny.
Gotcha.
Why are you laughing like that? No, we never had a family car.
I was always told, like, don't turn the light on. It's against the law. It's against the law.
It's a Latino thing.
Everybody.
I think it's
if you had a car thing.
Yeah, I know.
Like, my mom
same.
Never said, oh, don't turn on the bus light. You know what I'm saying? Because the whole bus is going to get pulled over. You know, we don't want the Metro. We want the RTD getting pulled over right now. Yeah, we just never had a car.
I know. Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. But when I saw Victor's answer, and so many people, the same thing. Like, the light is on the car. It's against the law. You'll get arrested. You'll get trouble. They'll pull you over.
Where'd they put it there? Crazy, man. So you can get pulled over. So that way they can see more black and brown people in the car and pull you over. Our producer Jason was like, that's never happened to me.
Oh, go figure. Hey, and multiple people said this.
All right, let's bring Jackie into the neighborhood. Jackie, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Jackie. Jackie, what did you believe as a child?
As a child, I watched Brady Bunch a lot, and I never seen Cousins, so I used to think that white people did not have cousins.
Hilarious! Hey, man, but didn't on the Brady Bunch years ago, they had that little dorky dude that came in with the glasses. Wasn't that their cousin? Definitely
you know
wasn't.
What? I didn't see that episode.
Definitely wasn't the glory years, as they say. Yeah, so you thought you thought that white people didn't have cousins?
Yes, I thought they did not have cousins.
They're all brothers and sisters.
I love it. All righty now, what did you believe as a child? Y'all hit us up, 866-246-8923. That's 866-246-8923. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy, from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. We have the most fun on your radio.
Hello, Big Boy.
Hello there, Queen. What did he do or say that made him look weak, Andrea?
When he acts funny around his friends or his homies, you know, switches up, doesn't keep the same energy, that makes him look weak.
When they always say, a different representative. You know what I'm saying? You got the homie representative. You got the at-home representative.
It's like, okay, why are you not being all sweet and lovey?
You talking about your fiance?
The current, yeah.
All right, is he there now?
No, I'm not going to tell him I was on the radio either.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit ca-neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. It's about that time for your 810 phone tap. Yep. All righty now. This one right here is condom pharmacy complaint. This would Luther think that it's the pharmacy's fault that his condom broke and he might have an STD now. All righty, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
What you gonna do? All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. Got you.
Yeah.
Pharmacy speaking.
My name is Luther, and I bought a 3-pack of condoms there.
Okay.
The condom broke. What do I do from here? I can't find the receipt for the initial purchase.
Are you saying that you finished?
Yes, I did. I'm just wondering, okay, how do I go about actually doing the claim?
What claim?
The claim. I need to get the actual money back for the condoms, and I guess it would be all three of them.
It's been open.
Yes, it has been. And whatever fees, like, what would the doctor fees be,
okay,
I guess?
Whoa. That's not how it works. The pharmacy's not responsible.
Why would you guys sell defective condoms to put me in a position where I'm possibly have an STD or I'm going to have a child?
You can't hold the pharmacy responsible for your condom breaking. You do know how a condom works.
Yes, I do, ma'am. Yes. Okay. You take the package, right? And I open it with my teeth. I take it and I tear it open. I don't know. Am I too well endowed for this particular brand?
Oh, my God. We're not responsible for that.
What? For helping me raise the child? You guys helped me produce the child.
This is insane.
Right. Oh, you know what? You know what's insane? I know how the pharmaceutical people are. They try to keep you on drugs. They try to put you on every medication.
Excuse me?
They try to have you procreate with people that you met off of Tinder.
Okay. So you can call another pharmacy.
I didn't get it from another pharmacy. We're co-parenting here.
I don't know what to tell you. I can give you the number for the corporate office.
Right. And then the corporate office, do I list them on the actual birth certificate, or how does that work?
Oh, my God. No. Oh, my God.
Phone taps on the tins every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. What did you believe as a child? Hit us up, 866-246-8923. That's 866-246-8923. Is Quinn back on?
Yeah, let's try Quinn again.
All righty, let's see what's going down with Quinn. All righty now, Quinn, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Quinn. Quinn, what did you believe as a child? Thoughts of a child.
I used to believe that when you got to the end of the Bible, the world was going to end.
Oh, my gosh. When you got to the end of the Bible, the world was going to end.
Huh. Yes.
Yeah, can you imagine being like, Mom, don't get to the end. Don't get to the end.
No. Oh. Yeah, the preacher man. Stop reading so fast.
Yeah, like, you trying to kill us.
Stop reading
hey,
so
man,
fast.
Hey, man, I used to think that, and you know, my guy Suave just hit me, too. He said that he's, you know, he always think about the light in the car.
Yeah.
Like, and I was telling everybody, I was like, man, we didn't have a car growing up, mm-hmm, so there was no light, you know, light in the car. Mm-hmm. You know, but I remember I used to think that there was one car, like, that somebody got up so early that they was the first car on the road, and all the other cars were behind it. Yeah, I would think like, man, who was the first person out on the street? And then every other car, not thinking about cars going in different directions and none of that. Let's bring Rico into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Rico. Rico, hello. Rico, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Rico. Rico, what did you believe as a child?
Okay, man. So growing up as an Afro-Latino and having my cousins that are black on my mom's side and growing up with black friends, when they always talked about having this black card, I always thought it was a physical card that I showed around.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's so cute.
The black card? Like, yeah, man. You know, I just hit them with my black card.
Yeah, so when you did something stupid in high school, your boys would be like, oh, we were revoking your black card. And I'm like, damn, who do I get this card from?
Yeah, like, oh, man. Like, man, this is wrong. How long am I going to be without that card?
How do I get it?
Like, man, like, where do I go? Where is the application to get this black card? I heard that. Is this Danae?
We're going Danae, to yeah.
Danae. Let's bring Danae into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Danae real quick. Danae, hello. Danae, hello. What are we going to delay today?
All right. Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you, Danae. Danae, what did you believe as a child?
As a child, I used to think that Chucky lived under my grandma's bed.
He did.
Yeah.
Me and my mom would let me and my sisters watch the Chucky movie. Mm-hmm. And every time we spent the night at my grandmother's house, she had a king-size bed. We would huddle up in the middle. And as soon as she turned off the lights, it was over. Like, we all wanted to, like,
No edge of the bed, no nothing. We would fight over the middle.
No feet hanging off.
Yeah, hell
no.
Chucky grabbed you. Believe that. What did you believe as a child? Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Louis G up in here. What up, Ludo?
I think all of us have had to move one time or another, man.
God,
the hassle of moving sucks,
right? I think I've moved
right?
three times for everybody in here.
We're talking about packing, boxes, having to worry what you're going to keep, what you're not going to take to any
house.
Yeah,
man.
Well, listen to this, man. There is a couple with a husband, and the wife and the husband decided to move from D.C. to Texas. They did this big move, right? And when they were packing everything, think about everything they had to pack from their house.
Hey, dude, I move, I think, man, every fork. A lot of stuff. You just recently moved too, Natalia. How long ago?
Like about 4 or 5 months ago.
Yeah, man.
I hated it.
Now think about the wife has to get her stuff. Now the husband has to get his stuff. And you would kind of think like, okay, there's a lot of stuff to get together. What about moving 70,000 items?
Wait, what?
That's what this man has to move because he has this Star Wars Darth Vader collection that has 70,000 pieces,
So that's not even talking about the couches. We're talking about 70,000 pieces.
This dork has been collecting Darth Vader stuff for like the last 30 years.
Hey, man.
He said he spent over like $250,000.
I hope AO does.
I don't understand
it,
man.
About
how many damn items can you possibly need or have?
So it's not just Star Wars. He got 70,000 Darth Vader
things. It's Darth Vader that he likes, bro. So 70,000. He has helmets. He has these posters. He has tickets. He has these little figurines. I'm like, you dork. How are you going to move? It's like the biggest collection, I guess, in the world. He broke a Guinness World Record.
Hey, dude, how does his wife feel about it? Did they say anything about the wife?
I guess she supports it, bro.
Really?
Because if he's moving 70,000 stupid little items.
Hey, man,
items
if
like
I had 70,000 pieces of something, by the time we move, I would have like 9. Because Veto would throw everything away, man.
Right?
Veto is the queen of throwing things. She's going to be like, when I get home, I don't throw things away.
Right?
And I'm like, okay.
My dad collects these little toys that you can buy at Dollar Tree that are solar powered. That when you put them like next to the window by the sun, they move.
Oh,
and
cute.
He has about 100 of these little things, bro.
Hey, man.
When
he go to Mexico, throw them away.
Oh, 100%.
When he go to Mexico,
100%.
Throw them away. All right.
Yes.
Oh,
and 70,000 Darth Vader pieces, man. What would you throw away of somebody else's? Not yours.
Man.
What would you throw away of somebody else's?
You know, I don't know what I would throw away of my husband's. I know for sure, though, my husband would try to throw away all my coffee mugs.
Right.
Like Starbucks, because I collect
hey,
them.
Hey, dude, I would go in my daughter Jade's room, and I would throw away all her glitter. All of her glitter.
Glitter is everywhere.
What would you throw away of someone else's? Y'all hit us up, 866-246-8923, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty now, what would you throw away of someone else's? 866-246-8923. Let's bring Dante into the neighborhood. See what's going down with Dante. Dante, hello. Dante, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Dante. Dante, what would you throw away of someone else's?
All my girl heels.
All her heels?
Aww.
Why?
All her heels. She got like a closet full of heels, big boy.
Yeah.
It's like layers and layers where I got maybe 2 or 3 shoes in my own room.
Hey, man, and is she wearing all those heels, bro?
Nah, she sit there and admire her own for one day whenever she go out, she pick out the right heel.
Man, I'm telling you, man, that's like low-key hoarding.
Yeah.
If you went to go try to throw a pair away that she hasn't worn in years, she'd be like, oh, well, something probably may come up. I need to wear those.
You never know. Yeah. And you got, like, different heels for different seasons, different heels for different dresses. You sometimes need, like, like, I have probably 10 different black heels, but they're all different.
Yeah.
That's why I have them. And
yeah, I know.
Throw them
away. Yeah, they are.
And I need them. But then you also need
hey,
nude.
Matt, if you're listening, throw away 3 pairs, see if she misses them. Don't throw them all away. Just throw away 3 pairs and see if she misses them.
Please don't.
It'll be years down the way. All righty. What would you throw away of someone else's? Y'all hit us up, 866-246-8923.
All right. I love my girlfriend, Myra.
Mm-hmm.
She loves Jordans, but there's these one Jordans that are like team Jordans that is not like in the Jordan collection that are just like pink and like just random that they're so ugly and she loves them so much that I just want to throw them away when she's not looking, bro.
Throw them away.
They're just ugly. The ugliest Jordans I've ever seen. made.
How often does she wear them?
She doesn't.
She tries to wear them all the time.
Oh, okay. Like, well, nah, you can't throw them away. Then.
Last Christmas, I had to buy her some new Jordans just to try to replace those old ones. I was like, I know how to fix this.
Yeah, you can't throw that away.
Yeah,
all right, y'all hit us up, man. What would you throw away if someone else is 866-246-8923, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Do continue to hang out with us, man. 925, calling off that next name to get you that $1,000 Big Boy's Bankroll Stimulus Check. And also at 910, we got your tickets to see Mana. Mana all the way live at the Forum for your 910. Listen to me in phone tap, so continue to hang out with us. But right now, what would you throw away of someone else's? Let's bring Christiana into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Christiana. Christiana, hello.
Hello.
Hello there. What would you throw away of someone else's?
My husband's board game collection.
Stop it. We're like, what?
He has over 200 games, and as long as we've been together, I've never seen him play one.
And how long have y'all been together?
A few years.
He has over 200 board games?
That's insane. That's cool.
Yes, and he's never played. I mean, we played one a few months ago, but out of 200, I mean, come on.
And y'all didn't play like during when we was like pandemic quarantine, like lockdown. He didn't play at least like 35 different board games.
Not one.
How many Monopoly sets does he have? Because I can't even think of 200 board games.
He has one Monopoly set, but it's never been opened.
Oh my Lord!
So why does he have all this?
Yeah.
He likes D&D and, like, the fantasy games and stuff like that, so I guess it's just part of the collection, but like I said, he's never played them. And
so he has a lot of, like, the Dungeons and Dragons games?
Yeah.
Does he have Sorry in there?
No Sorry.
Oh, see, I'm looking for an old school Sorry. Yeah. What about Life? Does he have the game of Life?
No Life.
Twister?
Twister? You know, that's a board game.
Yeah,
you know. It is a board game. He's spin the board. Yeah, well, you know what? It sounds like he's a hoarder to me. I didn't want to say it straight off. Why I was asking questions. But, yeah, it does sound like, hey, man, she should go in there and throw like
that's a lot
10
of
games away.
Yeah. She should wouldn't know.
By the end of the year, she can have 40 of his games gone, and he wouldn't even know. Believe that. Let's bring Joe into the neighborhood. Watch Joe be like, hey, man, did my wife just call and say she threw my games away? Joe, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Joe. Joe, what would you throw away of someone else's?
I would throw away my wife's purse collection.
Oh, man.
No.
Hey,
no.
Man, hold on, all man. The ladies in here went, oh. Now, what kind of purses are we talking about? Does she have, like, name brand purses? Right.
Yeah, she has a mixture of everything.
Everything.
Name brand to regular store, yeah. And
how many purses are we talking about, Joe?
Roughly, I would say anywhere from, like, 25 to 30.
Hey, man, let me tell you this, Joe, as a man and as a married man. If you throw one of her purses away, she going to kill you.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
I know you want to call and get on with us, man, but please don't throw that away.
Be careful.
How much do you think her purse collection is?
And who bought
like,
them?
I don't even know how much purses cost, so I wouldn't know.
They're expensive.
Really?
Yeah, they're expensive. They range from anywhere from a couple of hundred to a couple of thousand. Whoa. So I know she has some different price ranges, she already took half of my closet to keep on adding to her collection, so... I'm ready to get rid of them. If I don't start selling them on an offer up without her knowing, then I'm going to start setting them on fire or something.
Yeah. Put them on offer up. Hey, man, the cold thing, she'd see them on offer up and then come and try to buy them again.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm here. Joe, you put my purses up there. You crazy. Big Boy's
big
Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Annie's up in here. What up, Annie?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing in case you missed it. We got
Post Malone.
Post Malone for in case you missed it.
Big, he dropped this new song with The Weeknd called One Right Now.
You say you love me, but I don't care. That I roll my hand, don't say what you told me.
And it's so good.
Now you got that right to the point.
It is such a great song. He dropped
That's good because you usually try to hand me like 40 minutes of it.
play the eighth song.
Yeah. This is the part that's always stuck in my head. I'm like, Big's got to listen to it. The part with Post Malone that really caught my attention one of the times he was in the neighborhood is when he came out and he told you why he doesn't smoke weed that much anymore.
I used to, you know, blaze hella tree 420. Mm-hmm. And then I stopped. Somebody gave me some funny stuff.
And it completely just stopped you?
Yeah, ruined. Yeah.
You weren't like butt naked in the desert somewhere.
No, not like that. I just felt like.
Also?
I call my mom, call my dad. Like, I was just experimenting. I'm like, I'm sorry for everything.
Wow. Mom, dad. I want to come home. For
real. And then from that day on, it just never felt right to me. It hurts. So
it had to be something post that it just made you put the brakes on, though.
It's really terrifying stuff. But you know, I smoke going to bed now. But
okay.
But you know, I can't really, you know, 420, 69
right.
It every day, you know.
Right. But you will grab something that you know is yours.
Yeah.
There's no category that you'll put Post Malone in your music in.
I hope so. That's how I feel music should be. Mm-hmm. I think people should just make what they like.
What did you kind of grow up on?
My dad, you know, mowing the lawn and stuff, has had a lot of Metallica, a lot of Megadeth. My brother and my dad put me on Outkast and Biggie and Pac and Ice-T.
I heard that.
My mom put me on country. You know, Toby Keith, Brad Paisley.
And just being that well-rounded, though, bro, that's what make a great musician as well. You could bring so many different elements and so many different ingredients to the pot.
Because people, you know, need to realize that everything comes from something. Like, everything comes from one place. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's like you could take something and put it into this and it would sound great. It just fits.
Man, I like Post Malone. I like Post Malone in the neighborhood. I like how he just come through and look like they just woke him up. You know what I'm saying? Look like they disturbed him out of his sleep and just said, hey, you got to be upstairs. You know what I'm saying?
Just like kind of hit him a little bit.
Hey, dude, have you guys ever seen Charlamagne and Post Malone?
No.
Hey, man, just put Google like Charlamagne Post Malone or Charlamagne. Hates Post Malone.
Hey.
Man, Charlamagne be on Post.
Charlamagne's wrong for that. Post Malone's
great.
Nah,
that's the way he feel.
That's true, but still
he's
great.
That's the way he feel, man. Not to Charlamagne.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think it'll ever be in the case you missed it, Post Malone with the Breakfast Club.
No.
unless the audio just sound different. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Big Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Hey, this is your partner, Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio.
Here's another in case you missed it moment with us.
Silk Sonic in the neighborhood. And it's back. Bruno Mars. Welcome back to the neighborhood.
Thanks for having us,
Good
Big
to
Boy.
See you, bro.
The name Silk Sonic? Were there any other names y'all were kicking around?
Go ahead, Andy. Robotronics.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, we got Robotronics in here. And then if y'all would have been Robotronics, I would have been like, man, what name did you guys actually have before? Y'all would have said Silk Sonic. I would have been like, Silk Sonic?
Exactly.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our community. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Survey says.
Survey says.
All right. I don't know what this survey says is. I have no idea, but Natalia also gave us something that we're not supposed to look at until.
Until. Because... The little situation happened with me, Big, and you and I talked about this actually off air a little bit, mm-hmm. and there was an update. So you guys know I had a baby about 11 months ago. He's going to be here in a month, right? Yeah, and so the other day, I wasn't feeling well. And with COVID going on, you know, you the moment you don't feel well, you're like, oh, gosh, is it COVID? Yeah, what's happening? Mm-hmm. I was feeling so off. I was, like, having these bad stomach cramps. I was having nausea. I felt like a little bit like a fever, and I was like, man, I don't know what's happening. Is it COVID? Went and took a test, negative, right? Yeah. And then I was talking to Matt about it, my husband, and he said, you're probably pregnant. And right. I was like, no, man, I can't be pregnant. We do what we need to do to make sure that we're not pregnant, especially since he's been wanting a second one. He's like, you're not pregnant. So I went and took a test, and I was just like, you just never know. Let me just take a test. And this is what I had talked to you about, Big. I said, I took a test, and oh, my gosh, it was negative, full on, you know, not pregnant. Well, the next morning, what I didn't tell you, Big, was the next morning I walked downstairs and the test was still on the counter. This is the news that I got.
Okay.
Louie, go ahead and look at your first sheet. Uh-oh. What do you see on this pregnancy test?
From what I see, it would say that you're pregnant. From what I see.
You're pregnant!
From what I see.
Wow.
You guys, I'm pregnant.
Are you serious?
Wow. Yeah?
Until I took the second test.
The second test. Now, not pregnant.
Not pregnant.
All right, damn.
Whoa.
You guys, there is a chance I might be pregnant, though.
Right. Hey, dude, because pregnant, this first pregnant. One has you? The line going through it that says pregnant.
Pregnant.
Yeah.
And then this is another one.
Another test, because two came in the box.
Right. And this one says not pregnant. So you're getting a false negative
I don't,
or false positive.
To be honest with you, I don't know, Vic, because here's the thing. Gosh. I looked it up online, and there could be a couple reasons why I had a false negative or false positive. I'm not really sure.
Right.
Now, it says one of the reasons could be I might be testing too early.
Right.
You guys, I can't be pregnant.
Oh my gosh, you may be. You keep doing the grown-up. I know. You know? There it is.
You don't stop.
Yes. Obviously, so, you're not
surprise.
Taking, you know, not any real protection you're using over there. Well, congratulations or
damn.
Not.
Or not. Who knows? We'll see.
Who knows?
Man, yeah.
This is
one and one. You need to take a third one.
I know, right?
All right. Two out of three. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boys Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Louis G up in here. What up, Ludo?
All right, guys. So the other day, I was so excited because one of my favorite rock and español groups, Maná, announced that they're going to be in Los Angeles. Yo, man, the ultimate song right there, just Maná in general, bro.
Yes.
Hear it on my quinceañeras at every family party. I love Maná, dog. They're from Guadalajara, Mexico.
Man, they
my
used
whole
to do,
family's
we,
from Guadalajara, Mexico.
In the neighborhood many a time,
really?
Too, man. Yeah.
They just announced like a residency at the Forum in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
they're
going to
be doing March and April, two nights in each month. And I was invited to this, like, press conference that they were going to have
for
this big announcement. I told you about it, right?
Yeah.
I got invited. They said, hey, I'm going to put you plus three. So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to take my mom and I'm going to take Myra because we're big fans, right?
Really?
And I'm sitting there, so I get ready. Everything's already confirmed. So
uh-oh.
We get to this press conference. They're like, you're going to be able to ask Maná some questions. And I was like, no. Like, yes, we're going to set you up just like that. We'll reach out to Live Nation. They got you set up.
Oh, man.
Man, Myra.
Feel
there,
like something
and
happened.
I'm sitting there, and
yeah.
my time to ask the question, and here's my special exclusive with Maná, guys. Hey, Maná, real quick, I got a question for you. How many girls have you guys slept with throughout your career? ¿Cuántas mujeres se han echado en su carrera?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you asked
him? You heard the response?
Yeah. There was no response.
No, there was no response because I didn't go.
Yeah, I was wondering if you went.
Because I didn't go to this amazing press conference that I got invited to.
What happened, bro?
Nobody sent me tickets, man.
Oh, man.
Nothing got confirmed. Hey, Maná, one more question. What's the best city to get girls at? ¿Cuál es la mejor ciudad para agarrar viejas? But those were going to be my questions.
Really?
Oh. I had those two questions locked in because I knew everybody was going to ask those regular, simple questions. How does it feel to be in LA?
Yeah.
I was like, no, man, I want to hear where you get the most.
So what happened with your tickets?
Dude, yeah. There was an email back and forth. I don't know if someone dropped the ball or someone didn't send me the ticket. Someone said, hey, they're going to send you the tickets to this email. So I'm
Why
sitting there.
Why didn't just show up and show people
hour,
the email?
2 hours. It was just, I didn't want to drive.
Almost like he didn't want to do the assignment.
I didn't want to drive all the way up there. To not get confirmation
right,
like that.
Nah,
if I was
going
to take my mom and my Myra?
Right.
Like, what kind of dumbass? Yeah,
but that
would
have got you in even better because your mom would have been there like moping. Like,
oh, yeah. I thought that was going to see my mom.
But I missed that opportunity, man.
No, you just didn't drive to the opportunity. Man, you got in your own way.
I got in my own way.
Damn, man. Or I would have that hurt the answers to those questions right there.
Or someone forgot to send me the ticket.
There it is. All righty. Well.
What happened?
Sounds like you're trying to blame someone else.
I know. You know what I'm saying? That was like your exclusive with Harrison Ford. what was my man's name?
Harrison Ford.
Yeah, it was one of the movies. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah.
Ani, what we got?
A Christmas shortage.
Yeah, man.
Big, I read this article and I was like, what? But it said Santa Claus might not be coming to your town. And I'm like, what do you mean? Big, you know how like we'll go places, we'll see people who look like Santa Claus,
yeah,
by a Christmas tree at the mall, just different places.
Well, now Santa won't be coming to a town near you. He don't have gifts for you and your entire crew. Because there is a thing called COVID-19.
No, I ain't gonna do that.
But that's exactly what it is, Big. COVID-19.
Pandemic, man.
Yeah, they're saying the founder of HireSanta.com, this is where they go, Santa Clauses go, so they can apply.
Hell yeah.
That mainly it's men in their mid-60s who go and become Santa Claus. They're a little overweight, usually over 200 pounds. But since COVID happened, 700 people passed away who played Santa.
That is crazy. 700 number, Santa man. Claus dead.
700. Wow.
Yes, man.
Isn't that crazy? I read this and I kept reading it. I'm like, okay, so what's going on with the other Santa Clauses? And they're saying that the men are also scared to come see kids who are not vaccinated.
Yeah, and like put
older.
A kid on your lap. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Man. Like kids are into everything. You got to really take that into consideration.
Yeah, and I feel so bad though because I know as a kid I have my Christmas picture with Santa Claus. Like,
right.
Just, hey.
It's going to be all these reality stars filling in for jobs, people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, put a big
My neighbor or somebody, like, I'll just do it for the kids.
Now I'm, like, kind of rethinking if I should take John Matthew, my son, to go see Santa this year.
No, you know what you got to do? You got to dress Matt up as Santa Claus and just do it at the house.
There it is.
Just do it at the house, man.
Okay, well, who's going to take the photo?
No, you take the photo.
Yeah.
You don't have to do the elf
thank
thing.
You.
She's going too far.
A little crazy.
Yeah, but were you thinking about taking him to?
1,000%. I wanted to, like, make the alarm, like the appointment. I wanted to take him because
at the mall right here, and I don't want
to
point the name out, but the mall right here, they have a sign that says that Santa won't be there.
Really?
Yeah,
it
was like our Santa died, so that's what the sign said. Yeah, they were like Santa's deceased. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So it happens, man.
Yeah, man.
I know, man. This is a very depressing thing.
Okay, wait, there is. Okay, for Santa, right?
Santa Claus is dead. Not coming to a home near you. Santa Claus is dead, so you gotta get out and do for you. There's an empty chair, no beard, no long hair. So Christmas is not canceled. Canceled's not what I said, but you can't take a picture cause Santa's dead. Santa.
Oh, too much.
Okay.
Put that on the Christmas
mix.
Put that on the Christmas
mix. All right. I'm sorry about that. Shoot that over to L&K. Let her play that. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Natalia's up in here. We got a round of Who Is It?
Who Is It?
All righty now. Listen, before we do anything, is this one going to be impossible?
You know
again?
What? I don't think so. I really do believe this one is easier. I made sure that there's a little bit of a longer clip. I know I try to trick you guys because I'm competitive
but
as well.
We also
can't
want
play.
People that, you know, we want to get it. And
that's
we want to, we want the, you know, our neighbors to get it as well. That
it's
listen
it's
to
true.
Us.
It's true. I know some people.
And she
have
always
been...
say, oh, it's easy. Of course it's easy when you know it. That's yes. just like trying to teach a kid math. You say, oh, well, it's easy, but they don't know it.
It's it's hard for me to suppress my competitive side, Big. And it's
well,
just
you've been
like,
losing against Louie in the football fight.
We're
so.
Actually tied now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he got you on more of the payoff.
Yeah, that's true, Doc.
His payoff's been way better than yours.
I know.
Yeah, now what?
But no, I really do believe. So I just really need you to listen, pay attention.
We do.
And think about what has happened today in the neighborhood. Okay.
So. All righty. So this is who is it? Natalia. All righty.
The shirt's probably, I don't know how much these are.
Oh, I think I know this one.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Right?
I think I know this one, man.
The shirt's probably, I don't know how much these are.
I know the voice.
We've been chatting about this person the last few days. Yes.
Hey, man.
See?
You know what, man? I think you made it too easy. Like,
yeah.
Now I think that you're insulting our intelligence.
Yeah.
This is one of those, if we got it, we got it. You know, let me do this for the babies. They're going
to
complain.
There's someone charity. Right now listening to this and they haven't gotten it just yet. Just play it one more time.
The shirt's probably, I don't know how much
hey, man,
these are.
There's only one person I think it is.
Okay.
And if it's not right this now. Person, then I don't know who it is.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I think both of you, since you both think you know who it is, should say it at the same time. Yeah, on the count
one,
of three.
One, two, three. Post Malone.
Yeah.
There it is right there. It's about time.
I don't even think
how much the shirt?
The shirt's probably, I don't know how much these are. This is probably $500.
All right, so that's Post Malone, that guy that walked up to people on the street and do the YouTube thing.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I do feel like you just gave us that one.
No. There's no reason to celebrate right now, Doug.
Yeah, no, I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to celebrate.
You guys got the W. You guys got it.
All right, we'll get the W.
Yeah.
I like winning them.
Next time I'm doing Who Is It?
Yeah. Please do it.
I'm going to do my own.
Yes.
All right, yeah. I'm taking 3 weeks of Who Is It.
You guys are winners, though.
2022 is nothing but Big Boys Who Is It. All righty, y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. Welcome to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing. What happened?
We are talking about this dating world that I'm in now, Big. I love it.
Have you been on a dating
world?
No. Are you just looking and swiping?
I'm like stepping in the, you know,
so
the
you
realm
haven't
of
been
dating.
On a date from any of these apps?
No, since
how many
like
dating
before.
Apps are you on?
Three.
Okay.
But two of them I'm using actively. Like the last one that I got on is because of my friends. So they're on TikTok. My friends are obsessed with TikTok. They're like, Ani, we found this dating app. You should get on it. So I was like, all right, cool. Because TikTok made it seem cool. And it is cool, Big. When you get on this, instead of just typing, they can actually send you little audio messages.
Really?
So yeah, you get to hear their voice.
So that one guy that sent you that creepy message, he would have been like, yeah, you're not ugly. You have a nice butt.
Oh, no. I wouldn't
nice
want to
breasts.
Hear that. Ew.
You know, just be careful with guys with, you know. Okay.
I know that guy. But Big, this guy is not, well, he kind of sounded creepy to me too, but it's the thing that he said at the end that really ticked me off, but I was like, really, bro? You have to say
in
that?
General, I'm a very physically affectionate person.
Hey, man, is that the real audio from the app?
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds good, huh? Yeah. I heard that.
Well, in general, I'm a very physically affectionate person. I'm really wanting to take things slow and develop the emotional side of things and hoping to find someone who's on the same page. Also, I think not liking dogs is a red flag.
Uh-oh.
A red flag.
Yeah, man.
I was cool with everything until there was no point in saying that.
Man, well, I don't know. You don't like dogs or you're not around. Not that you don't like dogs.
Yeah.
You just don't mess with dogs.
Yeah. I don't. And you know what? I red heard flag. This. I put like a little X on him because this dating site isn't a swipe or anything. You have to X or heart. So I put an X on it. I was like, how rude.
You was wishing you could do double X's, huh?
Yeah.
Ah, double XL, double XL.
But I realized I do the same thing because when I see a guy with a dog or anyone, I'm like, X, I don't need you. You're going to love your
hey,
dog
man,
more than
do
me.
You have an audio? So is it an audio like profile? Was that his audio profile?
You can put it on your profile or you can also send messages like that too.
But was that sent to you or was he sent that to
that
you?
That one is sent because you could press like a heart.
So
and
he saw you and sent that. That was personally for you.
Yes.
Wow.
But he didn't get, well, because his dog, like, you know, you don't
why
know
why he didn't
guys.
Send it back to him, like, I like dogs. He, hee, hee, or anything like that. I don't like dogs.
I just didn't say, like no, dogs. Because now we're going to fight about his dog.
Really?
I don't want to fight about that. But Big, when I saw this, I kind of thought of
it's
you, too.
It's crazy that you, why?
Well, I was wondering, I'm like, man, if Big Boy was ever to be on this app, like, what kind of audio would he have in his bio?
Man, I don't know. I guess so I'd be like, hey, it's Big Boy. I'm married.
People would love that too.
Yeah, like, Just looking for some weekend fun, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Call this number. That's my wife's number. See if she okays it.
Oh.
Yeah, I've never, imagine. Of course, you know, I've never been on a dating app.
Hey, you can Louis. Come on mine. We'll swipe together.
No, nah, I'm not doing that.
No.
It's obvious you can't even find
oh
a date.
You're
on three different dating apps. You've been on for months now
yeah.
and haven't went on at least one date.
I'm yeah, checking my options.
I can tell. I can tell. You're too picky.
Yeah, oh,
exactly. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy Big Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Alrighty, now Thanksgiving is pretty much around the corner.
Oh, Big, you've got to wow. know something about me. The one thing I love in life
uh-huh.
is a Thanksgiving meal.
Go ahead
there
now.
Will be times where no matter what time of the year it is, I'll be like, I want a Thanksgiving meal. And I will find
same.
A restaurant that will
same.
Do like the turkey, the gravy. And it's never as good
hey, dude,
as actual
like a,
Thanksgiving.
Like a couple months ago, not mm-hmm. even a couple months ago, I made like a Cornish hen, like a little
uh-huh.
Cornish hen
yeah.
for the turkey. I made dressing stuffing,
oh,
and I made mac and cheese and cranberry sauce and potato salad.
See?
I got a honey-baked place like 3 minutes away from my house.
Really, though?
Yeah, where they have the ham and the turkey.
So there's a Thanksgiving just... survey? Or what's going down?
So this was, yeah, this was a survey, and for the second year in a row, the most popular side dish, all Americans, apparently this is what it is.
Oh, no.
What do you guys think is the most popular
most
side
popular
dish?
Most popular side dish?
Side dish.
Side dish. And this is including Caucasian people, correct? Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Serving across America.
I would say mashed potatoes.
You know what? You're right, babe.
Really?
Congratulations.
Let yeah. me tell you, man.
Mashed potatoes.
I don't eat mashed potatoes on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
They're not my...
Not at all.
Yeah.
But you see people that eat yeah. mashed yeah. potatoes. That's why I had to ask what Caucasian
yes.
people
Well, basically, they figured out which side is the most popular in each state.
Right.
And in California, mashed potatoes definitely was
Damn.
Up there. But most states actually do agree.
Mm-hmm.
Most states do agree that mashed potatoes is the most popular one. But Big, I am giving some crazy side eye to to New Mexico and North Dakota.
Okay, what
because
they
North Dakota's favorite side dish is fruit salad. Fruit salad.
Damn,
what?
I haven't had fruit
Who's
salad.
Gonna make
so
the
like
fruit
four,
salad,
bro.
Ew.
Like, man, I love turkey and fruit salad.
That's so wrong.
Yeah, man.
In New Mexico, side salad. You know you're just looking at the salad. You're not putting that on your plate on Thanksgiving.
Damn.
Get out of here. In Idaho, Big, it's not even mashed potatoes. It's side salad.
Man, that's crazy.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not trying to eat a salad on
if someone's bringing a salad,
like salad
to my Thanksgiving,
yeah. Where was green bean casserole with that nasty
yeah,
ass
man.
Stuff? That's what you rave about
you
for Thanksgiving, and you make a great green
Listen,
bean casserole.
Don't hate on my green bean casserole, but I will say this.
Can you just
green
make some and let me taste
yes.
it?
Change yes.
Change my
I will.
Mind.
Yes, I
because
will.
Because right now I'm thinking that it's gross.
1,000% I will bring green bean casserole
oh
to
gosh.
The neighborhood. And you guys will try it, and you will like it.
Okay.
Or at least you'll say that
and
it's not bad.
For those out there, we are totally all the way live right now. I know she said the same thing last year and the year before about this green
bean. I'm
going to
do it. No, I'm going to do it.
She's going to bring it in.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, bring it in, man.
I will.
And Jose, you got all my medical information.
Yeah.
So they got to take me and pump my stomach. You take me right down here to St. Joe's.
Oh, my God.
All righty, y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up yep. against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Louis G up in here, man. Gas prices are too
damn
high.
Man.
Yes, they are,
and
bro.
One state, California, they are feeling it right
hey,
now
man.
In their pockets,
I'm not going to even do that.
Yeah.
We are feeling it.
Yes, I think the
there
country
is
feeling it. It is at an all-time high in California. It has finally hit a record number.
AAA reports today's state average for a gallon of regular unleaded is about $4.68. That is 0.6 cents higher than Sunday's average, which broke the all-time record of $4.67 set back in 2012. So what is going on
mm-hmm.
here? Well, industry analysts say heavy rainstorms in Northern California aggravated a supply crunch that was already there, and there is pent-up demand from the pandemic with more folks wanting to hit the road. This year, it looks like Thanksgiving travel will rebound to almost pre-pandemic levels with more than 53.4 million people hitting the roads and the skies.
Hey, man, I don't believe any of that.
Me either.
I don't believe any
yes,
of the
man.
Suppression. I don't believe that the barrel,
the
I don't
shipping.
Believe the shipping, the pandemic,
Stop
more of us are
it.
Hitting the road.
Yeah.
I don't believe any of that.
It is
because
horrible.
Because you look at other places, man. We're a bordering state, so on mm-hmm. and so forth. But you look at other places and it's like, why is the gas in California more than double some
yep.
of the other places?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's so
You're
bad,
looking
man.
Up now, you see in Cali, you see $5.29, $6, some in
yeah.
$6.
$4. You stopping now for $4 or $5 worth of gas because that's a deal.
That's what got my mom and my dad to move to Mexico now.
Exactly.
That's why they're like, we're gone for two weeks, 3 months.
Yeah. Sure. They like, we're not back.
Oh, wow. I told them to bring back some gas.
We're not coming back into the gas.
Yo, one of the things that my dad used to do, and he's definitely can't do it with these prices, was like when me and my sister would be home, he would like sneak around and grab our vehicles or cars and go to the gas station and fill up our tanks.
Go ahead
and then
now.
Just surprise us.
More enabling.
So then we'll go into like the car and be like, wait, who filled up my tank? And then we'll know it's my dad, and we, you know, thank my dad for that. But
the gas fairy.
Those days are over, man. There's no way that guy's doing that right now.
He's out there burning up your car, going on them seedy streets looking at these ladies.
For real, man.
We have to replace that gas.
Hey, man, but I'm not going to lie to you. These gas prices have our family recycling more than ever.
Yeah, man.
Like every single can, every single bottle we recycle to the very end.
It's all crazy right now. I can't believe it, man. And now that they know that we'll pay those prices, are they going to take them back down?
If we're going to pay them, yeah, especially right now with holiday travel and everything
that.
New
and
year.
It's our fault. And I saw this gas-saving tip, like, you know, if you have golf clubs, take them off the car. I'm like, what?
Wait, what?
Yeah. Roll with your windows up. I was like, man, shut your ass up. Lower the prices.
Yeah,
lower the prices. There it is, man. All righty, y'all stick around y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Hey, did you find a Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio? We have the most fun on your radio. Ladies, with a fella, what did he do or say that made him look weak?
Here's mine. I was dating a guy. I was pretty much over the relationship, and we were sitting in the car just having a normal conversation. I did not give him the idea that I was breaking up with him right then and there, and he just said, I just don't want to lose you. Like, out of nowhere.
And he shot him in his leg.
No.
Oh, okay.
I just kind of patted him on the back. Was like,
you patted him on the back?
And then I said, whatever happens is going to happen.
Oh, that's bad. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
I just don't want to lose you.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. Definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us in the neighborhood. Remember, in case you missed it, we had a great In Case You Missed It with Post Malone.
Oh, yeah.
So you can find that entire interview at RadioBigBoy.com. And also, if you haven't seen him performing over at, you know, Day in Vegas, check out his little his shorts game.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to have a new shorts line coming out. Yeah,
he should, man.
Yeah.
He should.
Get people, on it now so it's when summer comes around.
Yeah.
Boom, you got
it. He needs his own beer, man. That's what he needs.
Oh, can you imagine?
He drinks a lot of Bud Light, man. And if Bud Light did a sponsor something with him where he created his
and
own beer.
And he talks a lot about Bud Light.
He does.
I'm pretty sure like his concerts, hopefully they sponsor him and everything. But yeah, he should have his own beer.
I think so.
Yeah, Posty beer.
Yeah. Would you drink it?
Hell yeah.
What's your beer choice?
I'm more right now, I'm like a mango cart.
A what?
A mango cart. It's called the mango cart. It's like a mango flavored.
Oh, really?
Beer, yeah.
I think I have one of those in my fridge. I'm gonna bring it to you tomorrow.
Yeah,
really? I'm never gonna drink it. Someone left it at my house.
I'll pound it.
Really? Yeah. What's your drink of choice? Your drink?
I love whiskey.
Really?
But my new one that I'm really on right now, if I go to a restaurant, is espresso martinis.
See, that's why you got these positive and negative pregnancy tests. You know what I'm saying?
Going home getting freaking
positive, negative pregnancy tests.
I really think it is a false positive.
For those, if you're just tuning in, man, Natalia was feeling a certain way. She was like, man, I know I can't be pregnant. So she took a pregnancy test.
Yep.
And the pregnancy test came back negative, right?
Yes.
And then upon coming back down,
hours later.
Yeah. It had the line in it, so it looked positive.
Ooh.
Which could be a false positive. But even our producer Jason was like, man, false positives are kind of strange to come around.
Yeah.
So she took another one and it came back negative.
Mm-hmm.
But the first one was negative. And then after it sat, it became positive.
And they said online sometimes that
she went online and everything. Yeah. She's nervous.
It just says that if that happens, sometimes you test too early,
right?
And your like levels within your body haven't like it's not strong enough to tell you fully. So
to tell you fully that you're pregnant or not?
Yeah.
Pregnant.
So I might have just tested too early
for pregnancy.
So Matt and I said we'll wait a week and we'll try again.
Are you ready?
No.
Man.
Big. I have all my defenses up so that this doesn't happen.
No, you
this
don't have all your defenses.
But I know someone who had their defenses up and just had a baby, so now I'm kind of freaked out.
You didn't have all your defenses up.
I do.
No, you didn't, because if you had all your defenses up, you wouldn't have to take a test.
That's true.
There it is.
No, trust me, they're up.
No, they're
not. You guys had your pants down.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So shout out to little John Matthew. You may have a brother or sister.
Yeah.
Trust that, man.
Right.
Believe that. And for those out there that hit us up with what would you throw away of someone else's, everybody had an answer.
Everybody.
Don't throw none of my stuff away, but I would definitely throw this stuff away. Believe that. But thank you guys for hanging out with us in the neighborhood. Enjoy the rest of your day, man. We got to get Natalia to elevate her feet because she may be pregnant again.
My feet are elevated too right now.
There it is. Thank y'all for being in the neighborhood. We are Big Boy Big Neighborhood, boy. And we are gone.
Big Boy has left the building.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit c8neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.